92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The drama continues at the social media platform we call Twitter. Elon Musk has completely dissolved the Trust and Safety Council established in 2016. That was a group of about 100 independent people from civil, human rights, and other organizations that they put together to address hate speech, child exploitation, suicide, self-harm, and other problems that were being publicly discussed on the platform. They were all notified by email that a scheduled meeting was canceled, and so were they. Elon said that at no point did these people ever have the power of a governing body or a decision-making team, so they have really no influence over Twitter at all. Some industry and technology experts have estimated that the number of active users abandoning Twitter is about 30 million a month. There's also reports that Elon hasn't paid the rent for their office space in San Francisco. Well, you can just about see where this is going. Pretty soon, Twitter's going to be run by one person with a laptop and a hotspot on a bus that can't go slower than 50 miles an hour, or it's going to explode. And Elon is such a shady character, there's been an investigation that uncovered that he gave $5.7 billion to, quote, a charity last year, and it turns out that money was donated to one of his own charities, something he created, so the money was still under his control. And another shady character, MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, is back on Twitter. He made a grand public return with a statement after 2 years of silence, saying, melt down the electronic voting machines and turn them into prison bars. Mike, I'm going to say it again. If you've got proof, show it to us. Otherwise, stop talking, because nobody wants to hear it anymore.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.